Between the Shema, we've accepted upon ourselves an awareness of the reality of Hashem's existence and unity, and the Amida, where we develop that consciousness and start to ask Hashem for things. There are a series of passages and brachas about redemption. Hashem's redemption of us in the past and in the present is the context through which we work on our bitachon. We see Hashem's track record. We see His providential hand. And it's through this context that we get ready to daven our Amida, standing in front of Hashem. And therefore we have a paragraph that says as follows. Al harishonim v'al acharonim. Upon the earlier and upon the later generations. Davar tov v'kayam la'olam v'od. This affirmation is good and enduring forever. Emes v'emunah chayk v'le'yav. True and faithful. It's non-breachable decree. Emes, it's true. Sha'atahu Hashem elekeinu v'elekei avosinu. You are Hashem, our God, and the God of our forefathers. Malkeinu, our God. Melech avosinu, God of our forefathers. Goyaleinu, our Redeemer. Goyal avosinu, Redeemer of our forefathers. Yaitzireinu, our Molder. Tzur Yeshua Seinu, Rock of our salvation. Paideinu matzileinu, our liberator and our rescuer. Ma'ilam shemecha, this has ever been your name. Ein Elohim zilasecha. There is no other God but you. First things first, surely chronologically, we should be referring to Hashem. First as the God of our forefathers, and then our God. First He was there for them, now He's here for us. You already see from the Amidah, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu v'elokei avosinu, our God. And then the God of our forefathers. This is incredibly powerful. Yes, it's true. We come from a long chain of ma'aminim, of great people, of believers, of people who had trust and faith in Hashem. But that's irrelevant if we're not part of that chain of tradition as well. If we don't have our own emunah, it doesn't matter. If your great-grandfather, your grandfather was some great tzaddik, or your great-grandmother or grandmother was some great tzaddikas. If we haven't bought into it ourselves and made Hashem our own personal God, the whole thing doesn't start. On the other hand, conversely, if we can establish our relationship with Hashem as our God and as our King, our Redeemer, in doing so, we remain faithful and consistent to the previous generations, and we're able to tap in to all of those incredible zechias, that zechus avos. So we cannot expect our chain of tradition to work for us if we're not part of it ourselves. It's irrelevant. It's not helpful to me. My grandfather was this, my grandmother was this, my father was this, my mother was this. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Malkeinu, Melech Avosinu. Goyaleinu, Goyal Avosinu. Tzur Yeshua Seinu, Rock of our salvation. Because the rock is something solid, something which is built on firm foundations. It doesn't crumble away. Hashem is Paideinu Umatzileinu. What's the difference between Poida and Matzel, that we'll have to save for tomorrow. But perhaps the most important thing for us to realize right now is it's up to us, first and foremost.